Are you enjoying Ida's music? The music is like a message that is being sung to you, isn't it? It's like, it's like the word is being sung to you, and it's like it's easier to receive. Let's see. Right. We are continuation. You want to continuation? Tell your neighbor, we are continuation of the earlier treaties. Obeying, having faith, it's a wonderful thing. And God is doing great things. Lift your hand and pray for the spirit of revelation. Thank you. Father, we give you thanks. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Sit down for a moment. Now, I want you to listen carefully to this short session, because in it is going to be found master keys to your progress. Amen. Now, why is it that some people do not become giants, mighty men, after being in the cave of Adullam? Why is it that some people receive the word like everybody else? How many have heard a lot of messages? A lot of messages. You wouldn't be here if you didn't be listening to messages. But in this meeting, you see, why is it that some people cook and it's not nice? They've not done what?
They've not cooked so many times, so it's not nice.
No. It's one of the reasons, yes. But that's not the answer that I'm looking for. You should have known the answer that I'm looking for. What's the answer that I'm looking for? They didn't copy. It's also an answer. It's also true. Both of you are true, but it's not the answer I'm looking for. Salt and pepper. It's the master key to good food. Salt and pepper. Bishops, you are welcome. Anytime somebody cooks for you and you see that it's not nice, there are two answers. Salt, pepper. Yes. Where the food is nice, there's salt and there's pepper. It's first of all salt. If you don't like pepper, then that's about salt. Anyway, it's just on the side. You see, but little things. I told you already, little things. Can save your marriage. Little things like salt. Yes. Now, why are some people not moving forward? Becoming all the things they are hearing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith. So when you are not walking, it means you are not having faith. Yeah. Oh, you don't understand. We walk by faith. Yes. So faith is walking. Yes. As soon as you start exercising faith, you are walking or you are moving. Okay, if you like, you can change the word walk to move. We are moving by faith, or movement is happening because of faith. So when your life is standing still, it's because you are not exercising faith and using faith. We walk. Are you there or you are leaving? Zechariah 11, 16. Yes. For lo, I will raise up a shepherd in the land. We shall not visit those that be cut off, neither shall seek the young, nor heal that is broken, nor feed that standeth still. So there are people that are standing still. They are not moving forward. They're standing still. It's instead of becoming mighty men, instead of becoming men of God, instead of becoming men with congregations, instead of becoming bishops, instead of becoming apostles, instead of becoming evangelists, they are standing still. Zechariah 11, 16. Nor feed that standeth still. So there are people that are standing still. Ka ma u I a o o mo shabala. Now, there is a time that we must begin to see your progress in God and in the ministry. Amen. We must see your progress. Amen. You can't come year after year, time after time. We don't see changes in your level. Every year you say you can swim, but you are still walking in the water. Luke 13, verse 6. Ka, sha, ta, pa, pa. He spake also this parable and said, a certain man had a fig tree. You are the fig tree. And he planted it in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Hey! Ka, shito, 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 shito. Then he said to the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree. I've been coming for 3 years. And I find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Now listen. To the time given to see a change in your level. He said, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Verse 9. If it bear fruit, well. If not, after that, thou shalt cut it down. So it means God is expecting in a year, there must be a change. So we are not going to stay here and next year, by this time, there is no change in your level. He says, let it, put that verse back. Let it alone this year also. Just one more year. So a change is expected in a year.
Wow, 1 year.
You can't have a church endlessly for years without changes. Oh, I'm not reading from the Bible. Is it a different book you are looking at? Let it alone this year. 1 year. Look at the verse before. He said, I've been coming for 3 years. So now God gives the time for a change to appear. You see, and if you are still standing still, Zechariah 11, 16, you are standing still a year from now, you are at the same spot. You'll never be found at the same spot again in the name of Jesus. A lay person who is planning to enter into full time, you are still found at the same spot after 9 years. A person with a church with 23 members, 7 years later is still 23. And you see, you would have thought that God would give them 20 years. You can't maintain this same problem by next year, by this time. Let it alone for this year, one more year of leaving you alone. So that's why you sometimes you hear say that you'll never be found at the same spot. It's because of Zechariah 11:16. It said that, and he that standeth still. Are you with me in the same video? Yes. Will you be at the same spot next year by this time? How many years does God have to give you? Yes. So 1 year is a very important spiritual marker. That is why God's word is so important. Leave it alone for just a year. That pornography which you are watching, it will never be found in you a year from now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 19. We walk. So we are progressing because of our faith. So when it says we walk by faith, it means we walk because of our faith. Or because of our faith, we are able to walk. So when there is no faith, we are not able to walk. Yes. Because our walking or moving forward is by faith. Yes. And even though Satan plans to take you down through pornography, it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired thee, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Your faith will be the victory that God will give you over the enemy. Kama shata la ba roma kabaranda la baba. It's not going to go on forever. I said it's not going to go on forever. And ever and ever and ever and ever. No, 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 no. No, no, no. I hope you are listening to me. Yes. Beautiful. You are changing levels. I said you are changing levels. Yes. Now, what did I tell you to turn to? Leviticus 19. I'm expecting something from you, and I'm showing you the time God is expecting from you. Leviticus 19, verse 23. When you shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years it shall be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. You see, I'm showing you some time seasons that God works with. He told them, when you come to the land and you planted all types of trees, 3 years, don't eat any. Not much is to come. Verse 24. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord with it. Still, nothing much for you. Fourth year, we are using it for praises. I'm showing you spiritual markers in the timeline of God. Then verse 25. Then in the fifth year, You see, in the fifth year, shall ye eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you the increase. So it's in the fifth year that you begin to see the increase thereof. I am the Lord your God. Now, after planting a tree, and you are trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, you see that after, like he said, in a year, 3 years have been coming. I don't see much. In a year, if there's no change in a year, that means I'm giving a year for a change. So a year is the period within which there must be a change. You must mark today and mark that a year from now, you cannot be found at the same spot again. When you start your church and you start ministry and preaching, 3 years, it's nothing. Don't be surprised if it's nothing. Nobody's surprised if it's nothing. After 3 years, minimal changes in ministry. 3 years, then fourth year, still it's nothing really that you can carry anywhere with anything. And then in the fifth year, you begin to see the mighty increase of God. In the fifth year. This is a law. He says, I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God. And if you watch in the ministry, you see these timelines for people that are walking in the spirit and walking with God. You see these things begin to happen like that. And it's just like the Chinese bamboo. Do you know Chinese bamboo? Chinese bamboo, you plant it 1 year. It will be small. 2 years, Chinese bamboo. It will be small like this. 3 years, it will be small like this. 4 years, it will be small. 5 years, it will be less than 3 feet, 4 feet. After 4 years, 5 years, it grows to be 90 feet. Yes. For 3 years, it doesn't grow. It's just short. 5 feet maximum, you see that. It's small. Then in the fifth year, it becomes over 90 feet high. Bamboo. Chinese bamboo. That is going to be the story of your progression in God and in the ministry. Chasu, chapa, cheno, chabalose, chabaka, kamaka, yoka, tapa. Talamakata Bela Pala Bora Palabala Pade Balababa Balababa. Progress is going to be seen. Watch these seasons in your life, in your ministry, in your fruitfulness, in your pastoral work, in your calling, in your full time, in your lay ministry, whatever you are called to do. 3 years, not 4 years, nothing. Just as he said in Leviticus 19. In the fifth year, you turn into a Chinese bamboo. I say, you turn into a Chinese bamboo. You turn into a Chinese bamboo. Kama shata ma ba 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 ba. You know, Yonggi Cho used to talk about this bamboo. He said there are two types of bamboos. The one that grows very tall, big. And he said that once you are in a big bamboo field, you see that it's going to be a big one. Because you are in the big, but if you are in a small bamboo field, it never becomes big. Yeah. You are planted in a big bamboo field. But the bamboos, they're produced by vegetative propagation. Yes. If you remember your biology. Science students, class students, be quiet, please. Don't say anything at all. When we are talking about science, don't say anything. Because seal your lips. You know you don't know all these things. Vegetative propagation. I'm lost. 5 years to turn into 90 feet bamboo. People will not, because 5 feet, oh. 5 feet. After 4 years, then in the fifth year, Nice. You know where it's 90 feet? 5 feet to 90 feet in the fifth year. So you need patience and faith to know that this thing, it can work. Pa. Tama, zama, shabala, shabala. The master key of obeying in the little things and the big things. Let me tell you now about the Rechabites. I told you it begins with R. Ka, sha, ta, ta, pa. Sit down. Jeremiah 35, verse 1. Are you watching? It's like a video. Jeremiah, are you tired of Old Testament verses? Don't be afraid of that. They're prophetic words. Shabala. Okay, look at this one. Now, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, the king of Judah, saying, go to the house of the Rechabites and speak to them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. You see, look, obey in the big things and obey in the little things. Now you as a prophet, you have been told, go and bring people to your room and give them wine. Hey! Huh? How many are going to go back and open? Give me one of my books, you people. Any of my books. Where is Bishop Toss? Is he here? Apostle? Yeah. All the books. Open anywhere. Just open like this. Just open anywhere like that. And then you just look. You will see something. And you see, it will show you. You can't open any page without seeing a scripture. It will show you. And you know what the point is? It's the time for your anointing. The time for your anointing. Sit down. We are on the Rechabites. Yes. Go to the house of the Rechabites and speak to them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. How many are going to obey God in the small things? How many are going to learn how to swim? Yeah. It's a small thing. Not walking in water. This is walking in water. Tell your neighbor there's a difference between walking in water and swimming. No, we're not walking. We started the camp with swimming. The first verse was waters to swimming. That was the first verse. Is it not the first thing? From ankle to the knee to the waist to the loins and then to swimming. That was the first goal of the camp. Ka, ma, sha, pa. Rechabites. Verse 3. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habaziniah, and his brethren and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. I took them Verse 4. And I brought them to the house of the Lord and into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, and the keeper of the door. Details. And I sat before these sons. Let us take it that these are the Rechabites. So give me a chair to sit before the Rechabites. No, my chair. Give me my chair. Is it to detach? Yeah. Yeah. So I sat before the Rechabites. These are the Rechabites. Put my scripture there, please. And I sat before the sons of the house of the Rechabites, pots full of wine and cups. I need some cups. I put it before them here. Yes. And I said to them, are you listening? Drink ye wine. These are wine. Listen to what they said. Verse 6. But they said, we will drink no wine. Hey! They were disobeying. Wait, you listen. Oh, shh. God has sent me to give them wine. Watch what they are going to do. Then they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father commanded us, saying, you shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons forever. And not only that, neither shall you build house. Our father told us not to build any house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days you shall dwell in tents, that you may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. This instruction their father gave them. Thus, we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard. We don't have any vineyard. We don't have field. We don't have seed. But we have dwelt in tents and have obeyed and done according to all that Jonadab, our father, commanded us. But it came to pass when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came into the land that we said, come and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans and for fear of the army of the Syrians. That is why we are dwelling at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord to Jeremiah, saying, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah, not the Rechabites, after putting the wine, they said they will not drink. He said, now go to the others and tell them that, will you not receive my instruction to hearken to my word, says the Lord? Why? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that's the Rechabite's father, that he commanded his servant not to drink wine, are performed. For up to today, they don't drink wine, but they obey their father's commandment. Yes, he would say, look at people. He said, go and put wine in. You see, they would never drink it, because their father told them not to drink it. He told them not to build any house. He told them not to do this. He told them not to do it. He told them not to do it. They, their wife, their children, their sons, their daughter, their father told them. They will never look at it sitting there. The Rechabites. They don't drink, but they obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken to you. I, God, have spoken to you, rising early, speaking, but you hearken not to me. You don't listen to me. Somebody's Rechabite father, he has obeyed the detail. Verse 15. I have also sent you all my servants, the prophets. Rising early, sending them. They come early in the morning. That's why you hear the word of God often early in the morning when you're having your quiet time. Return you now, saying, from your evil way, amend your doings. Don't go after other gods. You shall dwell in the land. But you have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab and rest sons of Rechab have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them. But these people have not hearkened to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said to the house of the Rechabites, that says the Lord, Rechabites, that says the Lord, because you have obeyed the commandment of your father, Jonadab, and kept all his precepts, small instructions he gave you, drink wine, dance, don't build this, do this, do this, do this, and have done according to all that he commanded you. Therefore, that says the Lord of hosts, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Amen. Which, that's the last verse, right? Yes, change the version. Change the version of this last verse. Therefore, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, will always have descendants who serve me. What a blessing. You see, obedience, faith is obedience. Remember, I showed you that extensively. When you see examples of obedience, it's marvelous. They are unique. And you see, obedience is in big things and it is in small things. Do this, do this, do this. You see, the music even that you listen to, that we are playing, there are many small things. You may not know. Even, let's say, the last time that Ida sang the song, and this last time, I changed the music before the next session. I changed something, but you don't know what I changed. Yes. Yes. And you see, you find out that it is obeying in small things that will even give you a position. That's why that team of musicians have gone all over the world. Even this year alone, they've been as far as Australia, Caribbean, America, anywhere you can imagine, and are still moving around. Because of the small things. Do this, change this, make this, do this, this. But you don't know. And it may not look like important to you, but it's important to somebody. That's why people go forward. Because they have faith in small things. They are told this small thing. They believe it. They believe it. I remember a couple were getting married. We're telling them something about the honeymoon. They look at me as if I was like, you know, this type of feeling. So, oh, this man is a white man. Or this man, he has money. Or this man is... When you are even talking to such people, we don't even want to continue talking. Look at what the Rechabite's father told them. What did he tell them at the beginning? He said, he said, gather them. Let them sit down and pour wine and say, drink. Maybe he didn't even know what they were going. When he gave them, they said, we will not drink it. Our father told us that we shouldn't drink it. And I remember, you see, many times people have offered me their car. They said, drive, oh, you can have this car. I said, my father told me not to drive somebody's car. My father, when he was alive, he told me I shouldn't drive somebody's car. You may have heard me say it before. My father told me, don't drive people's cars. Yeah. Don't drive somebody's car. That's all. My mother told me, rich people, they don't really prosper, but they don't show money. You can't see that they are rich. You don't have to show money. She told me, the queen doesn't, they don't carry money. If you look, I don't have even one CD. Yes. So many things. People don't know how to obey small things that are, some of the things I told you, they are told in, you see, there's a roundabout way. Even the last blessing he gave them in verse 17, he said that you shall not want a man. You see, the last verse, 19, yes. You shall not want a man to stand. He's a roundabout saying that from now, your children will be plenty. They will survive executions. They will survive when they are dispersed, when they are scattered, when problems come, they will never lack. They will always be among the survivors. So the Holocaust, you see that some of the Jews survived. Some even survived in the pit. You know, when they lined them up like this, I read a story of a lady. They shot them. They lined them up like that, and they shot them. Then they fall into the grave on top of others. Everybody's naked. They shoot them naked, and so they die in rows. They make them dig their graves first. So she was shot, and she fell in on the others. More people were shot and fell on her. More. And then they covered whatever, and then the German soldiers left. She was not dead. She came out from the people. She came out, and she came out into the forest naked. She survived the war to write the book. She described her. You'll be surprised, she's a Rechabite. She survived it. I read another one where this one was, they were in the gas chamber. They entered. They said, everybody, your clothes off. Everybody in a hall. You take all your clothes, put it to the side. Then everybody, your gold teeth, everything, move all. Put it in a pile. That's okay, put it here. So everyone go out. Just be praying. Then the gas comes from the top. And she described how they as the gas comes, you need more air. So everybody starts to try to go up. So they climb on each other and form something like a pyramid of bodies. So when you open the door, the people have formed a pyramid of dead bodies. Everybody climbing to the top to get air. Yeah, but she was in it, didn't die. That's how he wrote the story. Didn't die. He said that your children will survive. Somebody will survive. Yes. The blessing of obedience and faith comes on you today in the name of Jesus. We walk by faith. In other words, this forward movement you are seeing, is faith is causing it. Faith is causing advancement. Jonadab and Rechabites, they were advancing. They were advancing, 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 advancing by faith. You think I haven't preached a lot of things? Look at my books. The letters have been shrunk. In the Macarius, the letters have been shrunk to make it smaller. More words to prosper, and the fruits are there. So allow yourself to start moving forward from now. And as you move forward, you'll be surprised what great things you will see. I've moved forward. Yes. I used to count Kelewele. I used to go to the cheapest Kelewele seller. That's why we sell Kelewele in the first chapter. Today, I buy Kelewele without money. Yes. There are levels of prosperity. I used to watch my father buying certain things, and I realized that there were levels. When my father was buying groundnuts, he buys the whole groundnuts of the woman who is selling it. Yes. When you meet him, He will not sell 2 cities. He buys all. There are higher levels than the level that you are in. When he was buying kebab, that was my favorite. In the Mercedes Benz. Everything that is there, he buys all. My father. When my father was buying Kelewele, he buy the entire Kelewele. Everything that is there. Nobody else can buy when he's buying. You are going higher in the name of Jesus. You see, you are at a lower level and you don't know the higher levels that are there. Calculating and calculating and calculating. And the first time I did that, we were having a crusade. And I saw a lady selling oranges at Circle. She came there. She was trying to sell her oranges. When I saw, I said, buy everything. Many years ago was the first time I started buying everything. I've been operating in my father's anointing. Oh, yes. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Selecting the best orange, you'll be pressing the orange to see which one is fresh, this one is green, this one is, you just say, bring everything, all, bring all, receive that anointing in Jesus' name. You are moving forward in the name of Jesus. Onward, Christian soldiers. No more standing still in your life. And I tell you, 80%, if not 90% of the commandments are small things. Oh yes, the things you are supposed to believe. That's what I think. They are usually small things. Yes. Small things. Sitting at the front and sitting at the back. It's a small thing. Yes. It sounds like a small thing, but it may make a lot of difference. Yeah, those who have been in the front, they don't like to go to the Bible. Say, go to the Bible. Say, no, no, no. You tell them, excuse me. But you say, I've mentioned it before. I said, I went to Tulsa. They put me upstairs. I rather asked the usher that, where do you come from? I asked him, where do you come from? He said, I come from Sweden or one of those countries. I told him that, I am coming from Africa. You are coming from Sweden. I came from very far. I cannot go upstairs. I cannot go. I said, downstairs is far. I said, by all means, there will be a place. I discussed with this Swedish usher until I went somewhere there. You are moving forward by little things. Little things. Little things. You hear, that's why you hear the preaching as if it's a big preaching is being said. Then you see that this small thing, that's the word of the Lord for you. That's the word of wisdom that's going to change your life. Believe it, oh. Believe it. Sit down. Now, Matthew 25, verse 14. Having only one talent is not an excuse for obeying God. Having only one talent is not an excuse for disobeying God. Because Because in your mind, I'm just disobeying God on this little thing, which is a small thing that I've been given. Only one talent. Yes. Only one talent. The smallest talent. You must better obey God on it too. Oh, but these are small things. I'm obeying God on the big ones. You know, like 10 talent people. They are the ones who have to obey. 10 talent people have to obey. The only one talent people, they are cool. You will be hot in heaven, beer. You receive it. You are receiving it. Better hear what is being said before you say you receive it. You are receiving the heat in heaven. Matthew 25. The kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling to a far country. He called his own servants, delivered to them his goods. One he gave 5 talents. So he had a big bag of talents. So you think that the ones with a big bag of talents are the ones who have a real issue with obedience, like they should really flow and obey God, pa, those guys. And another he gave 2, according to his several ability, and straight away took his journey. Then he that received 5 talents. No, was there not a 1 talent there? Verse before. Alright, go on. And to another 1. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded, made 5 more talents. Wow. Then verse 17. Likewise, he that received 2 gained other 2 also. Wow. But he that had received 1, he did a calculation and said, when I work, I'll get another 1 talent, which will only be 2, which is even just the starting point of this guy. My ministry will not get even as far as a basenta leader. So what's the whole point? Why should I do my telepastoring? Because it is not much like the preaching. So this small part, this communion star, this film star, this, and you can see in our church, dancing stars, film stars, this stuff, all these people, it was like, it's not as if it's nothing. To dance is, you are, it's like fools who dance, idiots who are acting. You see, that type of mind makes you barren. Today it has become important just because we sit down and realize that they should ask for us to see the word of God. Yes. Singing. It's all, it's not important. If we to take out the music that we have, then you see that it's a different thing now. You are experiencing different experience. Only 1 talent. Oh, I don't have nothing to do. I've got only 1 talent. When I see the people with the plenty talent and I look at my small talent, so there's nothing to do. You will be hot in heaven, hot, hot. You are still receiving your hand. You are still raising your hand. Now, let's go back to the scripture. He that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. So he stopped obeying. You see, go back to the beginning, the first verse, verse 14. A certain man traveling called his servants and delivered to them his goods. Verse 15. He gave 1, everybody according to his several ability. In the Luke story, he said, occupy till I come. Mm-hmm. Occupy till I come. But this one, he gave them according to their ability. You're supposed to do something with it. You know, without talking. You stop giving excuses, but we didn't hear the instructions clearly. We didn't know whether we're to keep it or to hide it or to do whatever. You can argue on earth. You know, there are people who can really argue. About everything, they argue. They have very fast answers to everything. They are called what?
Agumenians.
Is it a real word or you are just making it? Agumenian. It's a Hollywood word. Do you know Hollywood? First love film stars. Hollywood. Now, then the one, verse 18, 19. But he that had received went one, dig the earth, hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. Wow. And so that he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents. And said, I have 5 talents more. And the Lord said, wow. Enter into the joy. Please, go back. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Amen. Verse 21. I will make you ruler over many things. That's one of the things. God's promotions, when you have faith and you walk by faith and trust, do you see? You jump. Your promotions are sort of jumps. Now notice, this man came back after a long time. So there's also another assessment that comes after a long time. We have the 1 year. We have the Chinese bamboos. After 5 years, then this one is a long time. All of them result in jumps. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him, with them. Verse 20. Verse 21. And he said, well done, I'll make you ruler over many things. 22. He that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents. By the way, let me tell you something. This story is a story you should read over and over and over. Never be tired of hearing it, reading it, because you think you know it. But actually, you don't know it. And if you think about it, this is how you are going to be assessed. This story and the prodigal son, they are my 2 top stories in the Bible. Yeah. This one and the prodigal son, they are major stories. Another one came and said, I've gained 2 other talents. Verse 23. And the Lord said, well done. Enter into the joy of the Lord after a long time. So be ready to receive a jump after a long time of working. Verse 24. He that had received the 1 talent came and said, I know that thou art a hard man. So you can see, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not strawed, which is absolute nonsense. Now you can see this guy had a certain mind. So he did not believe in his master as even a good person. So you see that he believed bad things. He believed negative things. Is that his master reaps what he hasn't sown. And that's how orangus behave in branches. They feel that somebody is somewhere reaping what he has not sown. Like you are not on the ground pastoring the people, but you are sitting somewhere receiving the glory and telling people that you have a church over here. Whereas you have never been there before. You are a hard man reaping where you have not sown. Stupid fool. Now, I have not mentioned your name, so if you know that. So you see, what you believe kills you because you believe the negative. Your mind is full of negativity. That you are a hard man. Why should you think of me as a hard man? Yes. Yes, he's calling you a thief. You are reaping what you've not sown. And you are too hard anyway. That's why some people don't get on with their husbands. You see him as too hard. He's reaping where he has not sown. What have you done for me in the marriage? Have you taken me to a restaurant? Have you bought me clothes? Have you given me money? If I was married to Mr. Big Staff, I would have been going to so many places by now. Mr. Big Staff's wife is enjoying so many things. All my friends' husbands are doing things for their whatever. Are you reaping where you want to reap where you have not sown? You want me to make noises in the room when you have not sown any good seed? You have done nothing to deserve it. You are a hard man. You have not deserved. Why should I be nice? Why should I cook nice food for you? Huh? You want to reap what you have not sown. You are a hard man. You are not a good husband. Yes. What you put in is what you get out. What you put in is what you get out. What you put into me is what you are getting out of me. My squeeze face that you are getting is because of what you are putting into me. Mr. Big Staff's wife is really enjoying. If I was married to Reverend Big Staff, I would have been going to London by now. I would have been going to Geneva by now. I would have gone for shopping. That's why he has a good wife. Yes. Where are your seeds? You want to reap what you have not sown. You forgot my birthday. You've ruined my 30th birthday. You spoiled my 31st birthday. What do you do for us? You don't give surprises. Mr. Big Staff did a big surprise for his wife the other day. I've been married to you 7 years. There has been no surprise. 7 is the perfect number and there's still no surprise. 7 perfect years of marriage, but there's no good surprises. No chocolate. No flowers.
You want noises.
You want to hear scratching. You want me to be happy. You want me to smile. I won't smile. You are a hard man. You want to reap what you have not sown. Verse 25. So I was afraid. I'm afraid of you. I'm afraid of you. As I'm in the house, I don't feel free. I don't feel safe. I don't feel happy. I'm not happy since I married you. I don't enjoy. Mr. Big Staff is doing so many good things for his wife. Mr. Big Staff is very gentle. The way he opens the door for Mrs. Big Staff. And Mrs. Big Staff, she's really blessed too. He does what? Yeah, Mr. Big Staff, he helps with the children. He does homework for the children. He helps in the kitchen. He comes to sit in the kitchen and chat with me when I'm cooking.
I've got something.
But you are a hard man. And you want to reap what you have not sown. You are joking, bushman. You only ask for more food. When I give you food, you want more. You don't give enough chop money. And you want food. You know, one day a wife made food for the husband. I don't know whether it was rice. I'm not sure the exact food. Whether rice and stew or jollof rice. There's a debate between Ghanaian jollof and Nigerian jollof. Which one is nicer? Ghanaian jollof is far nicer than Nigerian jollof. There's no question about that. Now, Nigerians are voting for Ghana. Nigerians are voting for Ghana. Anyway, so this wife made either stew, soup, whatever, something, but it was rice or stew or soup without any meat. There was no meat in it. So, yes. No, but he's not a vegetarian. He was not a vegetarian. The man was not a vegetarian. So, they asked. He asked, where is the meat? And she said, the money you've given me, this is what it can do. The money you've given me for the marriage. This is what it can do. These are real life stories. You want meat.
You want to meet meat.
This is what you've provided. This is what you've provided. The money you gave me, this is what it can do. Fufu and water. It was fufu and water. It was fufu and water. Fufu and then water on the side. What you sow, you reap. Anyway, give me my scripture. Shh. I was afraid of you. And I hate that. I hate thy talent. Well, last time you wanted to slap me. So I said that I better hide things and save me. Yeah. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. I haven't done anything wrong. I've given you fufu and water because these are the money you gave me. Verse 26. And his Lord answered him, wicked servant, slothful. You see, the reason why people don't exercise faith or rise up in obedience is wickedness and slothfulness. Too lazy, even to take an offering. You know that I reap where I have not sown and I gather where I have not strawed. Then at least you ought to have given my money to the bank, so that at my coming, I will have some small interest. Verse 28. Take the talent from him. So having one talent or having a small gift is no excuse or reason for you to not exercise faith. Maybe you are not an apostle. Maybe you are not this. Maybe you are not. But you see, you can't even know whether you are supposed to be, because it's a journey. If you start obeying in the small thing, before you, if one talent, he would have been made a ruler of at least a village. And he would have been a mayor. Yeah. So instead of sitting there with bad thoughts, people who don't have faith, they have bad thoughts. Yeah. So rise up and walk around and start moving forward with great faith. Yes. Never be discouraged about your one talent. Do you know who is the one in the one talent? Amongst here. I'm going to point out people with one talent. Just excuse me. I know some people with one talent. Or is it somewhere, you see, if I is it somewhere that I now is it somewhere if I we should do this talent thing. Tell somebody sitting near you, I am about to point out somebody. Yes. Somebody. Oh no, not somebody. A few people. With one talent. Shall I?
Yes.
When I point to you, you raise your hand. Raise your hand. Oh, I know them. Raise it. Hi. You. Don't look anywhere. Raise your hand. Raise it. Okay, you want to do like this. All these people have one talent. Raise your hand. One talent. Raise your hand. Raise. All that section. Raise. The back side. Raise. Those on the stage, raise your hand. And this side, raise your hand. Huh? Yes. One talent. One talent. All the people whose hands are raised have one talent. Wow! Only one talent. Yes. Amazing. If you want the chief one talenter, I'm about to introduce him. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Bishop Doug Hewitt. One talent. I am the chief master of one talent, I'm telling you. Yes. One talent. So all of us here are having only one talent. Those at the back. Or you are 0.5 talent. Somebody said no. But Ida doesn't have only one talent. She has one talent. She has only one talent. She has only one talent. You see, this is the shock. You'd have thought that, oh, this has 10 talents. This has 44 talents. This one is 3 talents. This one 19 talents. And said, no. Catherine Kuhlman used to say, I was born without hair on my head. She used to say, she said, I have no gifts. I have no gift. I was born without gifts. She said, even hair, I didn't have hair on my head when I was born. She said, I have no talent and no gifts. You see, you have to go into the personal. Everybody, when you look within yourself, you feel talentless and giftless. How many feel ordinary? Ordinary. If at all, your human failings and problems overwhelm your mind. And you don't feel talented at all. Yes. Only one talent. It's no reason for you to step back and say, me, I don't know what I can do in the church. As for me, I'm not like Sister So-and-so. She has a lot of talent. Stupid, lazy person. Shut up there with your nonsense. Let's be serious. One talent is something that most people start with. One talent. Yes. When you work with 1-2 talents, it becomes 4 talents. You work with 4 talents, it becomes 8 talents. So that's why sometimes it looks like some people have more talent, but they've been going through the 2-4. Look. 4-8, 8-16, 16-32, 32-64, 64-128, 128-256. Look, look at it. 256-512, 512-1024, 1024-2048. You see, the art students are speaking tongues. Look, listen. You know, one of the saddest things Africans were looking at France as France was winning the World Cup, and they were saying that Africa is playing. Africa was not playing. Africa was not playing. French mind was playing. Africa has shamefully said we don't have. When you ask an African leader, they'll say, when you ask them, what is the problem? Why are you not able? It's resources. Resources and resources. All the people that are playing, is that not the resources? Are those not the players? Are they not the dribblers and the scorers and the strikers and the defenders? But we sit down and we say we don't have strikers, we don't have resources, we don't have this, we don't have that, we don't have that. And then they look across and they say, you don't have that, and we like this one. Oh. And you see, they have no shame to feel black people. Because you see, even that the humility to put 10 black players on the field to say you are representing France. 10 of them, black players, to stand there and play. So that we are representing. Only the goalkeeper is a white man. That's it. You say you don't have talent. You don't have talent, eh? You don't have resources. You don't have talent. You don't have this. You don't have that. Every day you don't have this. You don't have that. You sit down. Meanwhile, you are the greatest, too. And with a little talent, look at those little boys playing, 19 years old, running, dribbling, scoring, striking. That's it. Yeah. So, some of you, the talents you have, if somebody had just, a little of it, you see what the person would do with, how you are. As you are complaining about your life and complaining about how you are not like this and you are not like this and you are not like this and you are not like that, you can't do this and you are not like that and you can't sing like that and you can't do this like that, you can't. Do you know how many things I can do? I don't want to tell you out of shame. I don't want to tell you how many things I've tried to do that I couldn't do. Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to tell you the practice I've done in my room, in my bedroom. Practice. Yeah. That's how I said, look, I'm going to show you the people with one talent. And in the end, you saw that. Are you serious? It's all these people having only one talent. It's amazing. It's you who are not exercising faith and believing in obeying with the one talent. You're the one who is not, but it's not that you don't have it. Africa has, each of the countries, soccer is perhaps the greatest indication of the modern failure of leadership across the continent. Yes. You know, one time I said, I don't even suggest anymore. When you suggest, you just look at it. I said, take Ghanaian, the Ghana football. They should take Ghanaian children to Europe and let them go into being the football schools. Yeah. Instead of taking 1,500 supporters to South Africa to go and watch football in the hotel. They were transported from Ghana to South Africa to go and watch by the government. Oh, the government of a nation. They had no tickets to the stadium. So they went and they watched the match on a screen. Not that somebody told me. I met them at the airport because I was coming to Ghana. I met this country whose name starts with a G. I don't want to mention the country. So many countries whose names start with G. Oh, you know about seven. Mention seven countries. Gabon, Guyana, Germany, Guinea-Bissau, Grenada, Gambia, Gabon, Guadeloupe, Guatemala, Greece. So many. I met 1,500 of their supporters. They have hired Airbus A330 Airbus. Three or four of them. South Africa to bring them. The whole airport was full as if it was a market. Supporters. So I said, take 10 children. Because those people, Drogba, Kalu, those guys, they were taken as children to France. Go and play. Even Pele children. They are all Ghanaian. They are not Ness. They are from Tamale. Yes. Take them there. Invest in it. Bring it. But what do you say? The talent, you say you don't have the talent. Who? You don't know the talent that we have. So you sit there and do. That's why when I look at some of the pastors I've preached to and preached and they did nothing. It pains me, Papa. I know all this place would have been. And when Regina went to heaven, he saw thrones. He said, all this place would have been filled if the people had obeyed me. They would have been filled with thrones. They would have been filled with people if they had obeyed me. Obey. So Bishop is talented. There was when I heard Catherine Kuma, she said, I came into this world without any gift.
We know her.
No. The only man who liked her was somebody's husband. Yes. A pastor came to preach. See, you can see, imagine how wretched she feels. A pastor came to preach in her church. She had a church. And when the pastor came, she fell in love with the visiting pastor who was married. He had his children. She called him Sir. She never mentioned his name. She just called him Sir. She fell in love with him. And she announced to her church, I am going to marry Sir. Her church people said, what? What are you saying? This man has been coming for conventions. So when she used to preach, she said, me, talent, gift, nothing. She can't do anything. She couldn't sing. She couldn't do anything. She just liked music. She had a young man singing, a young man playing the piano. She went to employ him. The people used to laugh at her that the boy is a gigolo. Do you know gigolo? Yeah. Huh? It's a what? French word. It means what? Like a middle male boy that you are. It's like your little boy that you are.
Boy toy.
Yeah. Boy toy. They mock at her. As God was using her, you see, frail, rejected, useless, cannot sing, cannot do anything, cannot sing, cannot do much, cannot preach nice messages. She didn't write any book. No, Catherine Kuma has no gift. She said it. I have no gift. I have no gift. She didn't write any book. She didn't write anything. How to do this, why this happens, how the power of God. She doesn't have, there's nothing to her. She says she came into that world without gifts. And no one was marrying her, so she went to stay with her sister who was married to an evangelist. And she saw her sister's husband preaching and evangelizing. And she saw how he was doing and how it was going on. So she got it. And then she used to see her sister was quarreling with the husband every day. One day she was invited to preach somewhere. She entered a hotel. In that hotel, they have mirrors in the ceiling. So when you lie on the bed, you see the mirror, and the mirror will see you. So she said, she made a comment. When she saw this, she just said, you think I don't know what it's for? Yes. Don't know. You think I don't know what it's for? She knows everything, but no one like her. He said, you have only one talent here. You not to do anything again. She never ventured to lay hands on people. She was afraid. I don't know if she was afraid. She said, if he'll come. The people who got healed almost accidentally. Someone said, so I had this and this happened. Like that. She said, I was born even without hair. It's no excuse to sit down doing that. The person who seems to have eight talents, he's used two, it became four. He used the four, it became eight. He's used the eight, it became 16. That's how it looks like a lot. I remember the first time I saw Ida. She sang with another lady. The lady was a Nigerian. They were all students. They were all students, KNUST. When she sang, I turned to the pastor. I said, who is this person? Who is this one? And as they sang, two of them sang. I said, wow. And I said, well, the Nigerian girl is better. The Nigerian girl is better. She was better. Oh, yes. And I have some other people too. I said, oh, this one is better than Ida. This one. I know people that sing better than Ida. Wow. Oh, yes. He said, wow. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You say you don't have talent. You have only one talent. Because you don't have only one, you won't go on the mission. Until now, you will not go on the mission. Your mouth like a frog. Your frog. I've not mentioned your name, so don't say that I've insulted you. Don't say that I've insulted you. Are you a frog? I said your mouth like a frog. So I'm not the pastoral type. I'm not the preaching type. I'm not. You are just lazy. Yeah. 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 You know, when I listened to Kenneth Hagin preaching, it sort of encouraged me. Because his preaching was like sort of like dry. You know how he preaches? He reads three scriptures at the beginning. Then he closes the Bible. Then he starts to tell stories. It's fantastic. Then he starts to talk about his uncle, his mother, his father. He hasn't done any bad thing before. Do you understand? So he doesn't have big, big windows. Yes. No. That his uncle did this happened, it's like that. He doesn't shout. Occasionally, but not. So when I look, I say, I can also be preaching like this. Just talking. It's like talking is preaching. Kaba suta lava. Naya palosa mashabakaya. Only one talent will never be an excuse enough. Oh, because you are staring. Look at him. Look at him. The one with one talent. The chief of... No, I said look. I didn't say raise your hand. I said look at him. Can you see him?
Yes.
Can you see him?
Yes.
Only one talent. Oh, I brought me. One became two. Two became four. Four became eight. So I look like I am multi-gifted. But... You can ask Bishop Eddie and others know before. When I presented, they just made me into nothing. He's not called. Nursing students used to discuss me. Is he called? He's not called. That keyword means it's not called. He should concentrate on the medical school. If I've concentrated on the medical school, you'll not be standing here today. If I decided that I will not believe. That I believe I must work for God. I was standing. I was going to point as if I thought I was in Legon. But I'm in Anakazu. So I was standing at the Commonwealth 1987, I think it was, or 88. I stood and I said, I believe that God wants me to be a pastor. I didn't even use the word call, but God wants. I was standing with Bishop Eddie and Bishop Saki. I believe. I went to the church and I stood and announced, I said, from today, I'm a pastor. Because I didn't have any support. I said, from today, one talent is now pastor, one talent. Are you encouraged that you are just like me? So that's why we say stir it up.
Stir
what up? Stir up the one talent. Stir up the gift of God. Stir it up. Stir it up. You know, when we were dedicating our church in Jamaica, the mayor of that area, he came and he said, I don't know how to speak the Jamaican way. He said, you know, Bishop David is unassuming. And it's true. When you see him, you know nothing. He's just quiet. He's just looking at you all the time. He just asks important questions. Kati Kakupa. Chaya. Yeah. And he doesn't look gifted. He doesn't look gifted. Yeah, it was not the people didn't choose him on campus. And me, they never chose me. I tell you. They never chose. Scripture, you know. So we are choosing executive. They chose all seven except me. And later they realized, oh, their brother Doug. Then they decided to create a new position. Prayer Secretary West. A group I belonged to, and I was proud to belong to that group for all these years. Even up to now, I identify with them. Calvary Road. Never chose me. Never. When they had executives, executive of this, executive. Never. Because when you look at the person, you can say, he's not gifted. It's quite clear. That's why I say that God gave me my one talent and say, you know, my son, steer it up. Tell someone, you have to say in the Jamaican way, steer it up. It's not stir it up, but steer it up, steer it up. Steer it up. You see our little brother Temba, where is he? The one I said is a pretty good preacher. Yeah. You see, like when I look at him like this, you see, I never used to talk the way he is speaking already. You can see that he's got a talent, maybe about 1.2 talents or 1.3 talent. If he is to only use it and have faith. And not only have faith today, but have faith in 5 years and have faith in 10 years. And still believe the same, like Paul said, I have kept the faith. I have kept the faith. I kept the faith. I still believe what I believed when I was 24 years old. I've kept the faith. Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Steer it up. The fact that you have only one talent will never be a good enough reason for you to lay down and say, I can't walk no more. I'm going to stand still. No way. God forbid. Now, just shake hands with the person next to you and say, I'm introducing myself as a person with only one talent. And but I'm steering it up anyway. Now, tell the person next to you that you look like somebody with many talents, like you have a lot of gifts. What answer did you give the person? You told him you have only one talent, isn't it? Kabashatara. Sit down.